Here we go. It's a Saskatchewan quickie. From the cab of his half ton of the back pasture, here's Quick Dick McDick.
I understand you're traveling in the Weyburn neck of the woods.
I'm on my way back from Weyburn, obviously, here Friday morning. I had some fun show down there last night. And here we are, and I hear a lot of people that are complaining, like, in my neck of the woods about the forest fire smoke, and I have a couple of questions for them. First question is, hey, did you get evacuated from your community and have to drive halfway across the province to find a place, maybe a hotel room to stay? No, you didn't. You're sleeping in your own bed tonight. I don't think the smoke is that big of a deal to you. You know what I mean? You could probably hack it. I realize there are people that have lung issues and some different stuff, but I mean, really, it's not that bad. But I think, Ben, that there's been a change in society, that everybody's so worried about the forest fire smoke because they did not grow up at the Tufnell curling rink or the Tufnell Hall for a dance in 1988.
Okay, so what's the story behind that?
Well, Ben, had you gone in there, there was obviously smoking was still allowed indoors. And, I mean, there was 4 feet of smog hanging off the roof of the curling rink when you went in there, you know? Like, you would have to literally sweep underneath. You'd have to get low to sweep underneath the cigarette smog. And I think that trained us as children of the 80s to actually be able to survive a lot of this forest fire smoke and not even notice it nowadays, you know?
So what you're saying is there's still a little yellow tinge in the Tufnell curling rink, hey?
There still is, and you can still get some of those vintage pierogies that the pierogi pinchers made back in the day where they'd have 3 inches of ash hanging off their Demorier king size while they were pinching.